Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTEL, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. You point fingers, not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped to blame. Kids getting off a murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck until they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, Crips and thugs. Body kill they brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a spoon with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to steal. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs, they working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody know, now they wanna sign
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Thank you.
My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that bottom's a beam of light that only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic dithalamine. I decide what cryptic dedamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. Am I monster or a moon star? Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy or an open purse? Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you.
Oh Lord,
miss you. soul and heart out to you. Sitting in my lonely room, filled with nothing but gloom, and I feel
anymore. Don't you let nothing Love, right in the nick of time, I found love. What yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we're damn good and happy to be with you again on yet another episode of Black Power Radio. We're in the beautiful city of Columbus, Ohio, and we're just, we're doing outreach and recruitment, and we're raising funds and doing what Black Panthers do in these cities. And we got a black military to black the goddamn call. Of course, we are the cubs of the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And we are here by the leadership of Dr. and Attorney Malika Zulu Shabazz. And we have come through the ranks with our beloved brother, the most honorable Hashim Ekhanaten Nzinga, national chairman who has passed, but he's live with us tonight in the way of giving the spirit of leadership and the legacy of the honorable doctor, and I guess the best I can say, the most honorable community. He's like a doctor in community science in the community faith-based initiatives. He was a specialist, a social engineer in the way of bringing about the community faith-based initiative. And we've been in townships where the crackers were running and ruling, and we came out with the brothers running and rolling. You just got to be ready for this transition. When you get the teachings of Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, then we find that white law comes into direct conflict with black law. And black law uproots and it overturns white law, because the black law is the original law. So we are in the city of Columbus, Ohio, and the new Black Panther Party is on tour here. And we may very well be already in your city or in a city nearby your township. But we have so much love, and what do you expect from the new Black Panther Party tour? Oh, I know your expectations must go up. When you mention the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, the expectation level for productivity goes up through the sky, all the way past the Tower of Babylon and on into another orbit from another planet. Because you know we down here, we with it. And just like they did, they shitted and did it and they got away with it. But now we here to put it down with the sound, black and the brown, boots on the goddamn ground. And we're just here in Columbus kicking in all the doors that we can kick in and doing what we got to do here. So we're going to welcome you to Black Power Radio. The subject is the new Black Panther Party is on tour here. We may already be in your city. So where do we go next? Where do we go from here, Black Panther? Once we've arrived in your township, we're doing work in your hometown. Now we're going to move on to some Atlanta, Georgia. Think about these things. Tallahassee, Florida, huh? Who ever heard of a Tallahassee, Florida being the capital of Florida? Oh, everybody thought of Miami was the capital. Or Jacksonville was the capital. Or Daytona Beach, by the way. Or Orlando. I don't think Tallahassee even have a major team. Orlando got teams. Miami got some Miami Heat and some, you understand, Tampa Bay got some kind of team in football, right? But Tallahassee, how could that be the capital? Well, that's where we're going to be, in Tallahassee, Florida, down there with the most honorable Dr. Naeem Akbar, a renowned psychologist, a total scientist on working on your mind and putting foot in your black behind. Oh, my, I know somebody will likely say boom chaka like a cracker before we leave the line tonight. But we will not be the first tonight to say boom chaka like a cracker. We're going to let you say it first, because before this show is over, somebody's bound to say boom chaka like a cracker and boot him on out of your township. He is not of any usefulness whatsoever at this hour. So Black Power, brother and sister, just welcome to Black Power Radio. We on the move. We right in the right groove. and we're doing what we got to do out here tonight. And we're going to have some caller-driven radio. How about that, Black Power? We're going to have us some caller-driven radio tonight on a Sunday night. I want you to get your folks together and get them to call in tonight at 646-478-4447. Again, now, this is strictly for the numerically pure at heart. The telephone number here is 646-478-4447. 646-478-4447. Or you can just dial it straight through the internet and go to Freedom of Death. Freedom of Death will make you live on Black Power Radio. So those of you that are alphanumerically pure at heart can go Freedom of Death or go at 646-478-4447. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Welcome to Black Power Radio. We're right there where you are, and I know y'all are getting excited. We're very excited to be with you tonight on Black Power Radio. So with all of that said, we're just overflowing with knowledge and wisdom and understanding. We're reaching out to all of our brothers and sisters and hoping that you are listening on to Black Power Radio too. So we're just reaching out. Reach out for your brothers and sisters again at 646-478-4447. We rolling and we're live, and that ain't no jive. We're giving you more of what you actually listen to your radio for. We got Black Power rolling. I mean, we rolling like thunder. You understand? This is Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdul Karim. Reach out to your brothers and sisters and get them on your radio and talk to them about some Black Power and some strong Black military to Black the Call for Black Power. Black Power. So we're going to be going directly to our phone lines tonight as we're lighting it up. I see that Brother Karan is down there. He told me he was going to call in tonight. Let's check in with Brother Karan. We're out in New York City, we got 646 at the 789. Come on, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, thanks for having me, sir.
Thanks for being there, sir.
I just wanted to let you know and the rest of the Black Power audience, on Saturday, April 17th, on Rockaway Avenue and Pitkin Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, there's going to be a Black Power Matters Freedom Rally for the food, clothing, and shelter. And the new Black Panther Party will be out there as well. So anybody in the New York City, Brooklyn area that want to come out, support the rally, sign up to be a new Black Panther Party member in the Brooklyn area. I'm going to be out there at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. as well. And Black Power to everybody in New York, and Black Power to everybody in the country and everybody across the world. Bless you to you, Black Power, sir.
Black Power, sir.
I just wanted to say I would hope that everybody in the party could come out there and we could, you know, do some mass recruiting.
Now, we've got a piece going on in Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it bumps with that same date or not. But we're going to, all the locals that are in New York that are not
right,
making it to Atlanta should definitely be there with Brother Karan in the New York City. And, I mean, this is, man, our love brother that has always been live in New York. He's live here in Washington, D.C. just a few weeks ago, and he's always on the revolution and always on time and doing the best Black Power, Black revolutionary job possible, inviting people to the fold and generally putting the word out. Well, I ain't going to collect him some money and do what he's got to do as a Black revolutionary. Ride him some bikes and be up and down New York. But he ain't just isolated to Brooklyn. He's from Brooklyn to Harlem. If you press him now, he'll go on to Queens and all out on Staten Island. You got Karan and Staten Island. Black Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power.
Black Power, sir.
Black Power, sir.
So, So as we always kick it, as we always do, brother, we're going to try to make sure both events are pumped up in New York and pumping up in Atlanta, and it ain't nothing but keeping it black, and with goddamn sure we'll keep it revolutionary. We don't.
Can I say one more thing, sir? Can I say one more thing?
Right here, sir.
Yes, all right. Sir. We also have the initiative of saving our elders in New York City, all five boroughs. You can contact me at 646-789-9586. And that's for any elders that have issues with handling light outside their house chores, you know, because COVID is going on. We want to make sure that their garbage is picked up, swept up, their corn, like, you know, in front of their property or whatever, so they don't get tickets from the city. So we're doing that as well, and we're picking up groceries for people that can't leave their house and, you know, things like that. So just hit my number, 646, and we also got the Saving Our Elders at Gmail. So that's what we're doing for the new Black Panther Party as well. Wipe out.
Hey, Black Power, brother, you got to give it one more time for the numerically pure at heart. They might have missed that. I see one brother getting his pencil right now, and so you're going to have to run that number at least two more times.
Yes,
sir. Brother and sister, the numerically pure at heart can also call and come in and get in touch with Brother Karan. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
That's 646-789-9586. And the email is savingourelders@gmail. And my phone number again is 646-789-9586. And the email is savingourelders@gmail.com. Thank you, Al.
Go ahead,
appreciate you.
Is that for Google Mail or is that gangster mail?
That's a gentleman mail.
Note on my screen here say, oh, that's Google Mail. Okay, sir. So for the Googlers and the gangsters of New York and all of our fellowship and our black brotherhood, our black sisterhood and, you know, fatherhood, you understand we stand for black nationhood. We have one
yes,
aim.
Sir.
We have one God, one gun, and one destiny. And we're rocking here on Black Power Radio. That's what we do. That's to you
Power.
And your crew, Brother Karan. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And
I
we're definitely
you
delighted
for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Karan, and all the New Yorkers and all the people up and down that East Coast. And, well, hell, we might as well give a shout-out to the West Coast. I see Brother Fred is out there. All the good brothers and sisters are chiming in and doing their thing. And Ohio's all on the line, and we got some D.C. on the line tonight. We're going to chime in tonight and see what we got there. Let's hit us at 460, 202-460. Thank you, Karan, and Black Power. Black Power?
Yes, sir. Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power. And we're picking up 202-460. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Hey. Black Power. Can you hear me?
Hey, Black Power, you're actually loud and clear, and you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Yes. Black Power, how y'all feeling tonight?
Man, we feel fantabulous. In yourself?
Oh, good, straight.
There you go, beloved. Because that fantabulous, you get fantastic on one end and get fabulous on the other end and get fantabulous in the middle. We're happy to have you. Welcome, but who's that on 460? I know the voice. I can't call your name.
Oh, Jay, new member, new Black Panther Party movement. Yeah, from D.C.
With that movement in D.C. And this is what we're telling you, Brother Reach. We say this is the subject tonight, Brother Jay. The new Black Panther Party is on tour in your township. There's going to be new Washington, new Norfolk, new Charlotte, and new Columbus. We're live in Columbus, but you're live in D.C. So we may already be in your city. So what's next? Where do we go from here, Brother James? Black Power?
Where we go from here, like, as far as, like, what is the topic? Is the topic
this,
where
that
we
that
go
is,
from here?
So where do we go next once we've gone to New York, gone to Washington, D.C., Norfolk, Charlotte. These are the places we've been on tour the last few weeks. And we're going to be in Atlanta on the weekend. We're going to be black in New York on the weekend. And we're just going to be all over America. What do you think is going on? Where geographically, where mentally, spiritually, or with the revolution, or with the political social move, as you say, with the Black Power movement, with the new Black Panther movement, where do we go from here in any one of those movements with your vision, Black Power?
Like the next city or state?
Where do we go geographically, and where do we go mentally, spiritually, and physically, socially, politically, culturally, and where do we go with our black, we raise all this black military just to watch each other and threaten each other with guns, or we in here to put down some military action? Black Power?
We should go, I'm not really sure for real. What do y'all have in mind?
Well, we are planning to take over from here. We got Black Panther patrols up and down Washington, Black Panther patrols up and down Columbus, Black Panther patrols up and down Charlotte, and Black Panther patrols up and down north of Virginia. Therefore, we can really feel good and secure and confident in saying that we'll be taking over from here. We have come to take over for our own government. And you keep studying the history, stay out from the brother James, and you see this is our land. The white man only had to go out of life for a little while. He was not, he had to say the big chief told the gringo, the El Blanco, the white man, the gringo, the Kimo Sabin, told him to go, leave the land. He was told by all the original chiefs to leave the land. Once he got enough food to get him back to Europe, then he was supposed to leave the land. And that was the treaty. That was the treaty of the Blackfoot. He was supposed to go. Once he planted enough buffalo, planted enough corn, see that beautiful African corn, and once he did a little bit of this and that, and got him a little meat and buffalo, he was supposed to go, meaning leave the land. The cracker's still here, staying in his land. Now, he invented the traffic light. He invented the steam engine. He invented the iron and the iron board. But the cracker, when we study the history, conveniently stole the patent for all the light bulbs, all of the, you understand? All the traffic lights, all of those things that came out of the blacksmith and the silversmith and all the precious diamonds and gold from out of Africa and the chocolate and the rubber, the uranium that comes out of Africa. The doctor takes credit for inventing the wheel. You know he was a savage. Not that long ago, he was a rolling, cave-dwelling savage. Paleolithic, animalistic, yeah, just a savage. Heathen with a Mediterranean diet. We know a little bit about this guy, you know. So what say he, Brother James, on the white man, the relationship, the future relationship, with all of this freedom going on, freedom fights, military action, social political action, health and medicine, all the technology the black man is his own engineer. Don't even need the white man. But just like a Klingon, he's clinging on like a drowning man reaching for the straw. He'll cling on to the straw. But somewhere in the back of his mind, he knows goddamn well that that straw would not save his black mind. But he clings to the straw anyhow, like he's romancing the snow. Black Power?
Black Power. Sir. How do I say I should see this, the youth and people should be more encouraged to join, but you know, a lot of people, they, you know, they still kind of scared to come out of that shadow. They just stuck in a nutshell, you know. a lot of people, they scared to be free, and they scared of the truth. And when we got to encourage people to be, to stop being scared of the truth and acknowledge the truth and also be loyal to the truth, because a lot of people can acknowledge the truth and speak the truth, but they don't try to be loyal to the truth. That, you know, that's another problem too as well. And how do I see it? It's like the, like, you know, we need the black man to be encouraged to join and become militant and join this black power movement, because they the key to spark that light into that woman, that black woman's mind. You feel me? Like, the black woman's like the other key to open the other doors to end white supremacy for good. But it just, you know, the black men, they just gotta step up. They gotta be a little bit more stronger, you know, to encourage these black women, because the less they be strong and stand up and become militant, you know, the less the black women's just gonna listen and follow, you know. So, how do I see? A lot of black men, they gotta start turning, you know, changing their ways of, you know, being in the streets, you know, and being a gangbanger, blood and equipment, reverse that into becoming militant and standing for black power, you know. That's how the way I see. But, you know, every man gonna be a man, you know, I can't really speak on a man, you know, a man gonna be a man. It's his decision if he gonna change for the better or not. But, you know, the best thing we can do is speak and spread the knowledge so they can have an understanding of how serious this matter is, because, you know, white supremacy is spreading. It's like a disease, like it's infection. And we like the cure, you know. We like the cure to the problem. Black power.
That's black power, big brother. And so we are going to team up, brother, and unite across this country like we've never united before. This is a new, that's what we call a new Washington, D.C. New Charlotte. New Columbus. We're in Columbus, Ohio, brother James. And we got new Columbus now. We're going to get some new Atlanta, Georgia. New Tallahassee, Florida. New Jacksonville. Moving in all of these cities. The white man is nervous, shaking in his feet. And that pastor comes in and lays down the law and buttons and overturn the white laws. The unjust law in far too many cases is the unjust law against black people. Just got to make it plain, because some people kind of thick-skulled when it comes down to fighting for justice. Right kind of freedom for black men, black women, and to free up our children. Because we're setting them up. If we don't do this, brother, you understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, will raise a new people who will love that freedom fight. They don't like the challenge of that freedom fight. We had Derek, freedom fighter, and NASA freedom fighter, came down there with us yesterday and did some work, put some work in. But we're going to need them freedom fight. We're going to need that freedom fight to move. We don't want you to bring the civil rights move. We've done civil rights. We've got James Clyburn and Barack Hussein Obama. I've been nicknamed them Frank and Jesse James. And when Jesse James comes down, he robs you for what he can get. And he rolls out. Then 2 or 3 days later, old Frank James will come down. He'll be half drunk. Somebody challenged him to a gunfight. Frank James will kill the dude. And then make him the sheriff. Frank will just drunk. Then Frank will set you up. So him and Jesse will rob you for the rest of your shit. That Frank and Jesse James are the first of James Clyburn and Barack Hussein Obama set you up with your vote. And then they crack him. Didn't deliver anything for your vote. They disguised and said they were going to go help the Hispanic. They picked under. Hispanic didn't have no mama and daddy there. They got another 600 LGBT, EGD, BD, and they ain't had no mama and daddy there. So immediately, 046, I'm calling him old Joe Biden, let you know what he's going to do for you. He's going to do for the Hispanic. He's going to do for the LGBT, like you said. When it comes to a black man, he's going to appoint you. He's like, we've been fighting 100 and 200 years around here with the social political mess to get a black man chief of the goddamn army. Oh, you can go to hell with those policies. If it ain't producing shit for you now, then the hell with them policies. I don't want your social political value system. I don't want your military stratagem and your value system. We have our own political value system, our own culture and social system. The only thing we need, you've got to look at us so you can see salvation for our black nation and salvation for the world. Because if it's good for black people, Brother James, it's goddamn so good for the rest of the people all over the world. And the black man got formula, and all we got to do is work our own formula, work our own stats or statistics, check the validity, and then we'll be getting ourselves free from a no-good, low-down, dirty, white man. That's how you get freedom into your head today, see? We got to get our minds right. Therefore, we get our racks tight once we get our minds right. This teaching of Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, oh, it'll get your mind right. It'll make you sing hallelujah all over again. It rejuvenates. We're building in the second insurrection building on that second resurrection by power. And we come from Nat Turner. We come straight out of the blood of Nat Turner, off the land of Nat Turner, and we don't give a damn about no cracker name Uncle Sam. We say, whose land is our goddamn land? We say, whose street is our goddamn land? If you built the street, you never paid it. No good cracker. I say, boom, jack-a-lack-a cracker. You never paid us for it. So you owe us. You sold us. Now you owe us. And you got to pay up. You got a debt. In other words, from your criminal neglect against black people, you just went into a debt clock bigger than the debt clock in New York, D.C., Miami, Detroit, Chicago, L.A., D.C., all combined. Will not pay the debt you owe black people. From the enslavement and the benefits of it. Get out of your house. Get out of your house. Mitch McConnell, a direct beneficiary of the slavery of African black plantation slavery. He's the main one starting to block the reparations. You need to run up his crackers in the goddamn way. You got to wake up. Get you of giving the orders. We'll be taking over. Black power. With that move right there, Black Power. So we love you so much. We'll be seeing you in a couple of days and hoping that we can keep showing that love. We got a big case down there breaking with the Pentagon. The old, no good. The Eurasian. Here we go. The Eurasian has shot two black, unarmed black men again, killing them just because he got a service weapon. The government, somebody's going to turn it around and say, this man got the right to shoot down unarmed black men. That's his mode of defense, to just kill black men. So we are taking exceptions, and we want to expose the truth of the case, expose the mismanagement of the case, and we're going to bring justice to that case. Look at those things happening in Washington, D.C., in Tacoma Park, Maryland. In Northern Virginia, you bring the DMV, now you got the District, Maryland, and Virginia involved with a case and the slaying of two black men. They'll probably do some satellite video now. They'll probably do some protesting against the police killing. It's the abuse of power. There's the unnecessary use of excessive force. There's the unnecessary use of excessive deadly force against against black people, especially our black men, especially our black woman, and especially all of our black children. You copy that, Brother James, the Black Power?
Black Power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what say ye with all of this going on, beloved brother? What's your take on it, on the set? Like you said, what's your take? You got to speak now. You got to pick this call, Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. We're on the air right now, but go ahead. Talk up, Brother James. That was short, brief, and sweet, my beloved. But that's what we do. We raise revolution here, Brother James. And that's what we do every Sunday and Monday. If you think it's hot tonight, it's going to be hot tomorrow night on Black Power Radio. Well, I think tonight it's going to be hot on my mind. We're going to burn into the opposition, expose these devils, or whatever that's worth. We just want to thank you for calling in tonight. And don't make it just last call, Brother James, okay? That hot topic. Every night of the week, really, we just do them. We air them on Sunday and Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. And you stick and stay. Don't you dare go away. And you listen up to Black Power Radio. We give you more of what you listen to the radio for. We have, again, the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. You will not find a more informative radio talk show, especially at this hour for Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power, yeah. And did you have any closing comment or questions, sir?
No.
Well, you're a bad man. You're an awesome man. Straight out of Washington, D.C. We look forward to hearing you tomorrow night on Monday night's version of the Black Power Radio. You'll be live again on Black Power Radio. Thank you for calling, Brother James. As-salamu alaykum and Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. As we move up the line, and we got so many here in line tonight, just line up on Black Power Radio, just giving you more of what you listen to radio show. Go down to East Coast. We got the 757 live tonight. Go pick up Queen Kashiba out in Tidewater. Look out at 747. It's 364. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, Black Power. You're speaking to Queen Mother Kashiba.
Black Power, Black Power. Queen Mother Kashiba. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Yeah, I'm saying, I was looking at this and everything. I said, sis out there doing it up. She's doing boots on the ground. Her troopers out there doing boots on the ground. And that ain't nothing but Black Power.
Oh, we miss you so much this weekend. We love you so much, Queen, because she was a nurse doing her work out in Tidewater, and showing love, and always on Black Power Radio, and always out there in Columbus doing what her and the team out there does so well. And we respect you, we love you, and we thank you for joining us tonight on Black Power Radio. And for putting some time into Columbus, Georgia. We want to thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's far too many. I don't know. They put their word, they was putting some, but you put action on your word, Black Power.
Black Power.
So what's going on in the Tidewater area, Ms. Queen Kashiba? I know you got so much going on down there.
Well, we was at the bookstore earlier, you know, because I go to class on the first and second Sunday we in class. Then
yes,
they're out, you know, in the community, doing things in the communities with the people.
Y'all doing a wonderful job out there in Norfolk. I'm very impressed. We just got Norfolk lit up with some Black Panther. Love that Panther. We're all on the news, all on the street corners and out there patrolling and doing what we got to do in Norfolk. I love it.
Yes, I love out there with Sis too, out there in Columbus, Ohio. She be doing it up out there, too. She been doing nothing but black power with the boots on the ground. Bringing the power, taking the power, and gonna be the power.
No, we give you more of what you listen to your radio for, but we wouldn't be able to do it without you, beloved Queen Kashiba of Norfolk. We would not be able to get there if you weren't standing on your square. Black power?
Black power, black power. I'm ready to stay in my square anywhere I need to be. As minister of health and as boots on the ground, I'm ready to move.
Go ahead. And we saw you all down in Charlotte, all down Atlanta. You be putting the boots on the ground with the black and the goddamn brown. Put the boots on the goddamn ground. I believe in
that's
you.
Right. That's black. Black power.
I swear by you. You're like a black
power, black
shirt.
Love, black unity, and it's black time to fight.
Go ahead. I mean, shit. You put the R in revolution. And you're keeping the morale, the spirit for revolution going. That's what Queen Kashiba does. She keeps the morale going in the right direction. Keep the troops, you know, guided in the right direction. And she's corrected. See, a lot of people don't like to accept it. When Queen Mother get to give them the correction, say, no, brother, you don't do that in our meeting. No, brother, you don't bring that inside here. No, brother, you don't pass your mic to no cracker. Oh, no, brother, you yeah,
you're
Queen
right.
Kashiba. Oh. They don't have that, boy. Well, I just love it. I love it. There's just so much that we have to do, Queen Kashiba. When you're building for your own black nation and your own black government, you don't even pay attention. Old Cracker don't even deserve anything. He has nothing to offer at this hour for black power. He's just in the goddamn way. And,
that's right.
You gotta
move them out of the way. You can't let them be there.
Go ahead.
They got to go. Just like I told them, you got to go. Leave.
I love it. See, Queen Sheba come from where I come from, y'all. And her chief and my chief told his cracker to leave, to go, go, meaning leave the goddamn land. You got to make it plain to some of these Negroes, the knucklehead Negroes, don't understand when you say leave, go. You got to tell them, leave, get the hell off of the goddamn land and take these crackers with you, all the pasteurized, homogenized, the duped up, the imped up Negro can go and take these crackers with him and pack the crackers in the Cracker Jack box, in the Nabisco saltine cracker box, and take that with you when you go. But leave our land. This is our land. The cracker only had squatter's right for a little while. He wasn't by no continued power. He set up a corporation business. This ain't no goddamn government. If you tell me you got a law in the book, a black man can't read because you're black, you can't vote because you're black, you can't go to the goddamn beach, then tell him, Queen, because me and you grew up, you had to go to Ocean View, then you had to go to Bay Shore, didn't it? You couldn't go to that beach, Virginia. Oh, no, that shit was out of the goddamn
way. No, you sure couldn't.
Cracker caught you swimming on the ocean belonging to God on oceanfront property on the clear sand of Virginia Beach. If a black man was caught over there swimming in that swimming hole in that section of the beach, tell him, Queen Sheep, that black man was lynched. This is straight up.
That's right. They didn't lock us down there. Then you got our people going down there like they welcome. They ain't never welcome down there. They got some strict laws down there against us.
My advice, you better wake the fuck up. That beach is still goddamn segregated. It's just a Negro.
That's right. They got some strict laws against us down there.
My. Oh, you got to wake up, brother and sister. You're just too free-hearted, free will, an old free spirit to come down to Virginia Beach singing Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, my. Tiptoe through the goddamn tulips with Tiny Tim and Alice Cooper. Just merrily, merrily, merrily got the goddamn way. I'm just telling you, the black man is, so much has been done to us, Queen Kashiba. It's a damn shame. The things that have been done to our black man, our black woman, and to damn near all of our black children, some weird stuff been done to us. And you can act like we,
yes,
you know, ignore it or don't understand. We know to this hour, you go on that Ohio State right now and catch you some first-class racism right across the street, buddy. You ain't got to go looking all out there in Shaker Heights and all down in Cleveland or go to Cincinnati. You can get it right here in the capital city. They shot a man down in his garage, coming out of his garage with his own personal cell phone in his hand, and Cracker say he got a gun. And just kill the black man. Just kill him over a damn cell phone that he got in his hand. This devil is crazy, man. He's stoned out of his fucking mind. Trigger happy. Do you know why white men do that so frequently, say far too frequently? Simply because they have a network. These crackers talk to each other on Facebook Messenger, on Facebook Voice, and Voice app, and WhatsApp, and what's not app. What's linked in and what's linked out? Twitter, Glitter, Fixed Up, Facebook, Glitter, Twitter, Instagram, and Noham. They talk to each other, and the word their conversation is that we know we're going to get us $1 million. There are people that put up $1 million just to see a cracker kill a black man. You don't know these things, brother and sister, but I know these are facts. The cracker will tell, oh, we're going to send that money. And all one cracker I do is push that button, and all of them send that no good cracker police will send him $1 million on the price, and maybe more, maybe more. That's the price tag if they kill any black man and get him down in that goddamn body bag. They get the ransom of $1 million. That cracker will take a chance that he'd get prosecuted in the worst case scenario, found guilty, sentenced to 5 years to fucking life, get out in 2.5 years on a good cracker police behavior, and be able to spend that $1 million. Go back to work in Kansas somewhere. Oh, my. We know what these Virginia beats. We've seen them all our life. We know these bastards. They're dirty, low-down perceivers. There's no one that can debate me on this cracker, not at this hour, on what we know the cracker is up to, a deception. We just told you, Frank, it's just a chance. Right? Like Paul?
You got to look at what they do. The police, when they do something in one place, they send them to another state.
Oh, my. That's like boom, chaka-laka, cracker. That's what they do. If he F up here in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, all of a sudden he's out in California doing the same goddamn thing.
Yeah, that's kind of
somewhere. Texas, Florida, huh? Fuck 12, is that right? God damn it.
Yeah, they send them off somewhere else. That's what they do.
It's rough all over. But what can we say? We have to stand for black revolution, black power, and a strong black military. The black our call. We're not looking for handouts from the cracker. All we want to say is get the hell out of the way, because we'll be taking over from you. We're taking over our own communities. We're not asking for any advice from the white man and the homogenized, pasteurized Negro.
We don't need nothing from.
So we're going to have to Harriet Tubman some of them with the shotgun move and put them down like a mangy dog. That's what they deserve for just being, for your parents, if they raised you as a goddamn slave, then you got to move out of the way with the cracker. As you get in our way, you're going down, buddy. I mean, you can trust me on that. You are going down. We'll only exchange with you one or two syllables. And when you see you siding with that homogenation, and that pasteurization and acting the fool and stepping, fetching, and start scratching where you don't itch, that may be the last time you scratch, Negro. We're going to stand out of our way. We don't mind putting you down, just like he put that damn Rockwaller with rabies. That's how we put your ass down. So it's not a warning. It's a goddamn promise. So I'm just telling you, it's no threat. It's a goddamn promise. So we keep it black and strong, Queen Kashiba. And we know we got to do what we got to do right here. And we show you so much love. And we just want to thank you for joining us tonight. And And we enjoy having you on Black Power Radio.
Black power, black power, black love, black unity, and black boots on the ground.
Black power, black unity, black love, and the black boots with the brown sound on the goddamn ground. Thank you for joining us. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. That's Queen Kashiba right out there in that Tidewater area. Got her energy going back to her regular self. Queen Kashiba had been ill, y'all, and just wish her a strong and just a full and complete recovery from all of your illness and all that is going on with you. As we go back up here and pick up Columbus, we got one down, and we had a 248. I don't know what happened to it, but we're going to look for it. Let's see. Did the 248 go to the top of Q? As we move it on around, which is sound black boots on the ground, and pick up some 61461. As we go to Copper Key for Columbus at 614-625, you're live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power. Black Power. Might have missed that one. But 614-614, you're live on Black Power Radio. Got to keep it moving right there. And we're moving down to 614. At 614-338, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Venus from the Columbus, Ohio chapter. And I know your question was, where do we go from here? And I say we just got to go. There's no place to go but up and forward. And we have to also be mindful and understand that all of our people, they're not going to get on board. So what we got to do, we got to get the ones that are going to get on board, and we got to, it's straightforward and up. Yeah, I be getting nervous when I be talking sometimes, but, and a brother earlier, he was talking about brothers being scared to get involved and to, you know, to stand up for the black queens and also for our community. One of the key things that I think we have to understand is that we have to lead by example. We want these strong men, these strong black men, we want our strong black women, so we have to be that example to show them, because a lot of people have been bamboozled, a lot of people have been brainwashed, but we're getting to that point right now where this is the big push. This is tunnel vision. Like, we're going straight to our destiny. This is ours. They understand that. Why do you think we've been a threat from the very beginning? Because they know. Even in the back, and I don't want to go into too much of that, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about the event that we had this weekend in Columbus, Ohio. When I tell you our people are so beautiful, when I tell you that and Brother Akbar came out here, him and my mom, Wendy and Rain, they went out there into the community. We fed people. We had a great event on Saturday, our unity in the community. We had Conrad come in from Lima, Ohio, I believe, and there was a couple of other people. I think they were local too. But we had a great event. It was a lot of information. We got to talk to and hear from a lot of people, from corrections officers to my mother and just Brother Akbar, and pretty much everybody that was there, about their experiences, and just really put it out there and understanding, like, these are our experiences. These are the problems. Now it's time for us to find that solution. It's time for us to finally say, okay, enough is enough. Like, we know this. Like, we got to just take our rightful place. And just to kind of go back to the community, when I tell you, and my mom, she's probably very, I know she's very exhausted because she puts so much time and energy and love into everything that she's done. And this has been not just this weekend, but through our whole life. Like, this is all I've ever remembered, was just black love and community. My mom's taking in children, runaways, just always being that mother figure. I remember it's a lot. Not, that story can go on and on and on. It's just so much. But like I said, rain, high winds, boots on the ground. They went out there into the community. They talked to a lot of people, got a lot of support from the community. We have to understand, like, the support is there. So what we have to do is make sure that they know that we're there. Once they know that they have that strong presence where we have that community support and they know that we're here for the betterment of our people, then that's going to wake up a lot of people, because a lot of people, they aren't aware. And so they go about and do different I'm sorry, I'm getting a little tongue-tied, but I just kind of want to wrap it up and just say, once we put our we make our presence known and we lead by example and we make sure that we're lighting that thunder, that fire under people's butt, like, this is urgent. Our time is now, like right now. And black power. That's all I got.
Sister Venus, man, just so much love there in Columbus and here in Columbus that we just
absolutely
feel proud to just be able to serve beside you. And sister, that sacrifice could have been going on the beach. She could have went golfing, played us some tennis over the weekend, but she decided she was going to work with the black revolutionaries, sacrifice from her lifestyle in order to be with us. So we're thankful to be able to serve with you, and we thank you, Sister Venus, so much for doing such a great job out there, just outreaching and then feeding. Whether you got something in your pot or not, you can come to Sister Venus' home. You can come to her mother's spot, Mother Shabazz, right there in Columbus, and get you a decent meal. Get you a three, not no regular meal. Oh, I'm talking with some burrito homemade potato salad on top. You some nice barbecue chicken and some good old greens in the pot. Them good old boiled greens, what mom and them make, them kind of greens. And you might have some open tomato. Anything might be in there. You look at them greens and now they're eating on them greens and say, man, and I ain't ate like this since my great-great-great-grandmama went away from here. I'm here to tell you some good stuff tonight. If we give you more, which you actually listen to your radio for, and we're damn proud to serve with you, Venus. And you get your comfort to the revolution. That we know that the continuity of the revolution is through our brothers and our comrade brothers and our comrade sisters, like my Venus and Brother Derek and all of those that joined with us this weekend and build this thing in the right way.
Black power.
Black power, sister, and thank you for joining us on Black Power Radio, and your contribution has been well received and just a great, great, great feeling of black revolution when we serve beside comrade sister Venus. You are light in Columbus, and there's not enough water in the fire department hose to put out the light and the fire that's coming from Sister Venus. We'll assure you of that, and we hope that she will continue to listen to Black Power Radio, because you know we give you more of what you listen to radio for. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. Thank you. Thank you so much. Allahu Akbar, Black Power. As-salamu alaykum to you. As we move down the line here. And Black Power. There goes Sister Venus. Right there in Columbus, keeping it live. As we go up here and pick up some more, that 757 will not quit. So we got so much 757 tonight. We got 757, so we can pass them around in your black town. 757 at 582. 582, you're live in Black Power. And the 757, come on, talk black. Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Deba.
That's Brother Deba.
Yes, sir. How
you doing? On Black Power Radio. Talk black to us on some Norfolk, Portsmouth, Suffolk, Chesapeake, Virginia Beach, Newport News, Hampton, Fort Eustis, York, Williamsburg, Gloucester, all of those townships in Pocosin, Fort Eustis, Langley. Talk black to us from Suffolk, black man. Tell me what's going on.
Well, you know I reside in Portsmouth, but, you know, I'm in a North Chester, but
Yes, sir. Just to add on, first off, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Good, good. Just to add on to what the sister said last, like, right now it's time to show and prove. And that's kind of where we're at with everything, because the community, and Truman said it best, like, in order for us to get the recruits and get the community to be involved with us, it's important, very important, for us to show them exactly what we do and what we stand for. It's about being a vanguard, right? So, and we're vanguards, we need to be the example. So if we start implementing our program, not only implementing our programs, but being in the community and showing them why we care about them, that's when the community will start being involved with us and they will want to work with us. So that's all I got to say. But other than that, peace and love to my black family. And I love y'all, and I love serving with y'all. Black power. Brother Alvar?
Yes, beloved. That's a strong black power, as you see me eating off a piece of my tuna fish sandwich. And I guess all the audience on the live capture can see the tuna fish running down the side of my face here. But black power, we hope, man, that Diva, you continue with the black revolution as you're doing in Portsmouth, Norfolk, Newport News, and those other cities. Just keeping it live and keeping it revolutionary as you always do. And, I mean, you're a backup commentator for Black Power Radio. You have just a broad career in Black Revolution right there in Tidewater. So we always look for you. Y'all been having newscasters out and getting people back to being comfortable with their children playing in the park again and just back to some normal life. See, the gangsters and the hookers want to push you out of your lifestyle and and rob you of your family value systems and rob you of your community life. And you're not, see, Deepa's the kind of guy, he's not going to take no whole lot of stuff off. He's going to get that goddamn Gatling gun if you get too wild. And he tell you, he'll throw you once, throw you twice, and you don't want to be nice. He'll show you how to serve up the sugar and spice and make your ass everything nice. We don't take no lot of pollution and a lot of diction from the opposition. No, sir, we don't do that. We're revolutionary, and we don't take no mess.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Poverty will take no mess.
Power to the people.
Power to the people, Brother Diva. We thank you for making your contribution here on Black Power Radio and exposing the devil the way you do. And just keeping it moving in general, and for keeping it black, and by every means necessary, keeping it revolutionary. Yes, sir. That's right, bro.
Yes, sir.
So the Diva, he's part of that new Norfolk. The old Norfolk gone. He done established new Portsmouth. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We stay progressing. It's all of our progress in our area.
They were long overdue for us to make a few revolutionary moves in Norfolk. And now that the citizens and the whole East are used to seeing the black campus come through and bring that justice and women feel safe carrying their pocketbooks and getting in and out of their car and going into their homes without getting the door pushed in, push in with them in it and getting robbed and all of this stuff that they do in Norfolk. But that's not saying they don't do it in Portsmouth. But I'll tell you right now, we're putting a death blow on what they so-called black-on-black crime. It's really not black-on-black crime. It's a black man with a white man's mind to look outside of his body and see the enemy instead of seeing
right.
His brother. We know where the crime. We're going to pin the tail on the honky. We didn't come to pin the tail on the donkey. Oh, my. We know why the black man's all messed up like that. Prolonged exposure to this white man has done thorough emotional and psychological damage have been done to us by our vicious enemy, the white man. who set us up for plantation slavery, set us up with no job, set us up with very little opportunity. Don't tell us we don't have no equal playing field with this cracker. He's never played a game fair. So don't let him go there on you either, brother. No, don't let him take it dead. Say, no, if I slip on a goddamn banana peeling at midnight and I'm in the shower, blame it on the goddamn white man for selling me that goddamn banana. I just don't see why we should be the victim and blame ourselves and the white man walk away with your dignity, your pride, your self-respect, and as Adam Clayton Powell, you say your integrity and the deed to your goddamn property. You can't let them have it all. You got to take some back with Dr. King. He said, you want that liberation, you can take your liberation. You want emancipation, take your emancipation. You want freedom, then take your goddamn freedom and manage justice, freedom, emancipation, and liberation. Manage it with your hands. You don't need the cracker's hand in your business. You need to mind your own business and tell the cracker right now you're in the way. So we ask you to move aside or you get run over by the revolution. Black power?
Black power.
Black power, yes, sir. Do you have any closing comments, Brother Deba? You know, there's always something lurking in the mindset of Brother Deba.
Oh, yeah. Well, everything cool. I want you to go ahead and go down your queue. But other than that, Black Power and Black Love.
Assalamu alaikum, Black Power, Black Unity, and Black Love, brother.
Yes, sir.
Black Power. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
He's gone there, Brother Deba, out in Tidewater. As we're moving up this thing, man, it's a caller right there. That caller is in a 248. That caller, I don't know why it keeps moving, but we had a 248 out there. I said, now you see it and now you don't. We're going to rumble with our beloved brother. Let me see if we can find him. Going right into the west side. Going into the west side right now. Pick up our beloved brother. Fred is out in California, Oakland, Sacramento, been making the news. Frisco, Oakland Bay Area, everything up in Fairfield and Vallejo. We're going to talk to Fred is Fred on the west side at 707. At 7:20, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, everybody on Black Power Radio. I want to thank my main man every Saturday, Monday night. He's my man always, and like I said, we are the new Black Panthers, and I'm going to tell you something. We don't play. We're going to shut the white man down because I'm getting tired of hearing the white man putting us down. The kids is dying in the street with drugs, and the police is shooting us down every day. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm out here every day doing what I got to do. I don't give a damn, I don't care about anybody. I'm all about truthfulness and black power. Because like I said, nobody understands what we are about. We are about truthfulness, and together we stand for black power. But like I said, people got to understand, we are trying to open black schools, black businesses, and our own businesses. Because right now, the white man thinking he's going to put us down with this goddamn, excuse my language, but with this COVID-19 bullcrap. But like I said, that's not going to happen either. Because we are stronger than that. Because like I said, this stuff was going on with the white man all my days of my life since I've been out here in Philadelphia, California, all around the Bay Area. But like I said, I don't no joke. I'm not no joke, like I said. What I mean stands. I was raised up from the best man in the world, that's Akbar. And like I said, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all think we're playing? We're going to shut the white man down, and like I said, we're going to put him down. Now, we're down there, down south right now. We're doing a good job. I saw all the pictures. But like I said, I love our people all the way up to the top of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and all the everybody else. We are the new Black Panthers, and we're going to stand and keep on walking to the motherland, like Bobby King said, the motherland stands up for the Black Panthers. But like I said, I'm going to take you back to my main man, and I will see y'all tomorrow night, same bat channel on Black Power Radio.
That's right. And we thank you for tuning in to our Black channel tonight and showing love, Brother Fred out of straight out of the Oak Town, Oakland, California, been bringing us those updates from Cali, and we're just thankful. We're thankful that you continue to show love at this hour for Black Power. Thank you, Brother Fred, and keep it moving, and, man, always keep it black, but we know you gonna keep it revolutionary, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Thank you, sir. As you go with Fred, right out there with us, man, and we're just thankful, man, to be able to serve with a brother such as Fred, a unique revolutionary out of Philly, but finds himself out in Vallejo and Oakland, and he never stopped fighting for the revolution. His parents were revolutionary, relatives were revolutionary, and Panthers all through his network of friends and associates, and we're just proud and very, very thankful to be able to serve with you, Brother Fred is Fred, right there with us, and showing black love, and this man has so much love in his heart that, you know, he has a caring, a loving, and a giving heart, and a great spirit, and he always raises the morale here on Black Power Radio, and that's why he does what he does, and that's why you do what you do, and we thank you so much, Fred is Fred. Yes, sir. Give the greetings of Black Power.
Black Power.
And a strong black military to block that goddamn call. Black Power. And assalamu alaikum. You and your family, brother. And your family. Yes, sir. As we go, as we move on down the line. Yes, sir. That's Brother Fred Spread. And we just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Black Power Radio Sunday night. And it's just been a great experience and a great opportunity to share with you the experience in Columbus, Ohio. Was just a wonderful experience. We were able to raise some money, able to do some recruitment, and did the outreach and did some military operations, and we're just happy about Columbus. It's a growth chapter, and it's growing in every dimension, in every direction. And like you said, we'll be taking over from here. We can't advise and can't take any advice from the white man. We're just going to stay clear of him. We're going to keep it revolutionary and put the revolution where the revolution counts. And that's with the black man, with our black woman, and with all of our black children. And for no, whatever you said, we know Marvin Gaye said it best, but we know that you'll say the rest in bringing black power. Want to wish the attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz success in the case of going up against this Pentagon officer kill one of our children. And we're not going to let him rest, not going to let the government rest, not going to let up off of them, but we're going to expose them for being the executioners that they are, devaluating the life of black people once again. And we will not tolerate, we have zero tolerance for people who would choose to take our life. When you look at how they let a white man walk free, he's on the street ready to kill some more. John Hinckley Jr. shot down the President of the United States, had his gun, and they let him live. So you can't tell me what you can do. We know to kill a black man is a choice. It's a decision, and we want to change your mind. We're going to show you that you will not be let off the hook, that you have not shit it, you not did it, and got away with it. We're going to put you right back on the hook and put you right on right on top of it. And all praise are due to Allah. And we're just thankful that you came to Black Power Radio, thankful that you did something to make a difference. And we're hoping that, let me see, we have one more. I don't know if we still got that 614 online. We're looking to see if they're still online with us. We have one more that we're trying to squeeze in. And we're looking for it. And we don't quite see it right now. But we just say that for all that you've said and all that we could possibly say, and for all that you do with you and your crew, that we know for sure, without a doubt, without slightest bit of doubt in my mind. Brother Karan and all that, Brother Deba and Brother James and our good brother that's right out there with us, Fred and Spread, and all those wonderful people out of Tidewater, with Queen Mother Kashiba and all the Black Power Radio listening fans and our vast and our broad participating and our broad listening audience. We just thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining us tonight on Black Power Radio. And we're going to try this one more time with the 614. We're going to try for 614 and get an update out of Columbus on the 614 on 625. You're live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power, appreciate it. Thank you. Columbus, Ohio. We had a lovely, nice blast. And we set it off. A couple days before our Columbus, Ohio event, me, my daughter's aunt, and my grandbaby went out to clean up, play music, collect some money then. Had a nice chairman, how she can bring a big picture out there, our basket. She was sending chips for the children, because children draw parents. Parents draw money. Parents draw recruitment. Parents draw love. Unity in the community, that's what I'm about. I've been doing it. My five daughters, they know me. They know my work. They know what I do. That's why they take good care of me as today as we speak on the Black Panther Party Radio Show. Friday, I thank God for Khalid Hashim. I thank God for Attorney Malik Zubaz, the fifth national spokesman of Bar 2 Columbus, Ohio, to support the Columbus, Ohio. I've been doing, and now it's getting done. New Columbus, Ohio, back on board. Too legit to quit. I ain't going to stop. I got nothing but food out in the community. I feed the people. You feed the people, people come for food. I made some greens, smoked turkey with bell peppers and onions all in it, potato salad, veggie beans, cornbread with corn in it, and macaroni and cheese, juice, pop, tea, and water. Feed the community. Food draw people. I'm gonna do that corner once a month. Me and my daughters and all people join the Columbus, Ohio chapter, all of my supporters, they're going to donate the food or money. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to sell that shop on the Livingston 22nd once a month, every month. And I'm going to make it happen. And pray that Attorney Malik is about to send out, come out here, as well as send National Spokesman out here as others. But the National Spokesman Art Bar, he's a powerful black man. Boots on the ground, and the brothers, he came down here with him. They put boots on the ground. And we raised, knocked on doors, raised money, talked to community, show love. People want us to come back on the street up north, where another president brother took us to. Can't recall his name, because I mean, being around him all like that. But another, the brother came from Detroit. He was on point. He will help me as well. Thank God for that's probably an opera for him. You see him coming out here, Columbus, Ohio, as well, to build. Running Columbus, Ohio will be and going to be one of the richest chapters of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Because I'm about my business. I don't talk because I got lips. Anybody say, I love you, I'll do this, I'll do that. Action. Work is action. Anybody can run the lips, but show the work. Show people the love. Show people the connection. Just bring our community together. Come to Columbus, Ohio, support me. I'll go to you. I ain't got no problem. Going to New York, going to D.C., going to Atlanta, Georgia, going to anywhere. It's like, to me, it's like going around a corner. So, yes, I don't know what we will see I'm going to do next, but wherever God leads me to, I'm going to put my foot down on that city, and I'm going to keep talking to that person in that city or whatever I'm talking to. I'm going to work on building chapter in Cleveland, Akron, Cincinnati. This is a 2.5 drive away from me, so I can do that one. But where everybody need me, Mama Dab, Valencia Shabazz, if anybody need me, God's willing, able, I'm here. Let me know. My love is real. My love is not in vain. My work is not in vain. I love my black people fully. I've been doing it all my life, and my daughter Marvis can tell you. Any of my daughters can tell you. Anybody comes to high that know me can tell you. When NASA spokesman offered, we were living a lot more. We used to set a shop down there to sell that the first day on February Friday, April the 9th. People come down and sit. Me and NASA offer Marvin's and Cat, I mean, Marvin's and my godson was sitting on the corner, wherever it was at the time. But me and NASA offer walked down the street on one side of the street, other side of the street. All day NASA spokesman and anybody out there heard them saying, Mama Dog. Mama Dog. Hey, Mama Dog gave me love, gave me money. Talk to NASA spokesman. Yeah, I know Mama Dog. Mama Dog this, Mama Dog that. Ain't nobody gonna speak bad about me. I ain't bragging. I ain't boasting. It's what it is. I am well known in Clements, Ohio. So the new Black Panther Party come down here to help us to build. Because people out there, like my daughter said, people out there, we got to show them that we're here. By showing them, we got to show them love. We got to keep talking to you. I ride down the street every day. I'm out this door. God wake me up in the morning. Grand's rising. I get in my vehicle. I pick my daughter up, bring her here. And I hit the streets. I ride in my car, hit the street, up and down alleys. Hey, put my black brother right. Before anybody black over, I watch them. I ain't not going to leave till the pigs leave them alone. So if anybody know about Columbus, Ohio, anybody know anything about Mama Dominus and Shabazz, come to me, not around me, not behind me. Come to me, talk to me, and you'll get the truth. I got ancestors all in me. Talib all up in me. Nat Turner all up in me. Hashik and Zinga all up in me. Martin Luther King, I mean, I'm really about it. Real. I ain't superwoman. I ain't being bad. But I ain't going to bite my tongue because it hurt me. I'm not going to bite my tongue. I'm going to build Columbus, Ohio. I'm not going to stop building. Like I said, when I was in Chicago, when Hashik and Zinga was in Chicago, stand by and turn me to survive. I don't know if he can remember it or we can't record that time. But Hashik and Zinga told me to my face, welcome back on, good to see you back on board, Mama Dog. Yes, I'm back on board. New Black Panther Force Self-Defense. And I'm a real sister, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, for this hour. And we want to thank you, Queen Shabazz, for doing the work of organizing and such a strong cadre over the weekend and just getting that strong support and going across the city of Columbus and just showing love and receiving love has been really the key to most of what we have been able to do there as a successful venture in Columbus, Ohio. And we plan to come back like once a month, if we can, to make this happen and to nurture and to cultivate the great efforts of Columbus and to turn this turn it into a success in Chicago, in Columbus. And with that love said and with that done, we know that you have earned the blessing of God for the whole city. And basically, we will be taking over. That's real talk in Columbus. Y'all might say it is a cliche somewhere else. Maybe Charlotte, one of them cities. But new Columbus is being built and cultivated, and the chair is the Queen Shabazz right there talking on the line with you, and she's doing a magnificent job of keeping that revolution going in the state of Ohio. And we feel very confident in her leadership and her skills and her ability. We're extremely confident in her, her family, and all associated with her, and the friends and all of those of the Panther Party and the New Black Panther Cubs and the New Black Panther Movement, as well as the Black Power Movement right there in Columbus. So thank you so much for joining us tonight here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, you're welcome. Thank you. I was going to say thank you to Tony Williams and Zabaz. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Black Power.
Yes, and thank you as well. And Black Power, the Queen Mother there, Shabazz, is doing her great work as that work continues, as the revolution continues, as all of us have said it, and we all know that Marvin Gaye said it best. To be where you're supposed to be on this weekend, coming up in Atlanta, coming up in Tallahassee, coming up in Danville, Virginia, coming up at the Pentagon, coming up, the Panthers all over, so we're just coming up. We are coming up, and we want the world to know, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Ooh. Nick of time, found love, what a Jones, we got a thing know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. It's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she got her own obligation, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, got a thing going on.
Thinking,
with my head in my hand.
so long, and I just don't think I can carry on. So I start
drinking,
each and every night.
My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I called him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that bottom's a beam of light that only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic dithalamine. I decide what cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. Am I monster or a moon star? Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh, Lord, save me.
do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby, is that a pussy or a open purse? Told the nurse, check my throat first. Why you down there? Make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I talked the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Or the one that got away, one we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO pro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not at, just complain. Started didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders with a fucking respect. Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America
but always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs for some mothers and the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Chill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Chill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Chill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Chill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, Crips and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
and we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave now, and it's convert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change with you as the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which mean that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized and a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.